Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM: new cases of the potentially more contagious Omicron variant of COVID-19 have now been confirmed in Germany, Italy, Belgium, Israel, and Hong Kong. Dr. Rachel Rubin, co-lead and senior medical officer of the Cook County Department of Health, says while the new variant has not been reported in the U.S. yet, every precaution must be taken.
The more people that are vaccinated, the less virus of coronavirus of whatever strain will be floating around in our environment and be able to be transmitted from person to person. So we need to get that virus circulation in our communities down as low as possible, and the way we do that is through vaccination.
Dr. Rubin also says if the Omicron variant does show up here, we will still likely see more breakthrough COVID cases. Chicago's airports should be busy today as all of the people who left town for the long Thanksgiving holiday on Wednesday, well, they're coming back today. The TSA says today should be one of the busiest travel days of the year. The search continues this morning for the gunman in yesterday's shooting outside of Gurnee Mills Shopping Mall. It happened around 2:15 in a parking lot near a Portillo's restaurant. CBS2's Stephen Graves tells us the victim was a 26-year-old from North Suburban Zion.
The Lake County Major Crime Task Force that is working with Gurnee Police says the man was shot. After that, a Good Samaritan tried to nurse his injuries until paramedics arrived, but the man died at Condell Medical Center.
It's still not known what led up to the shooting. A 14-year-old boy is dead, a 12-year-old girl in critical condition today after they were hit by a car in the Lawndale neighborhood last night.
A 14-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl were crossing the street at the 4400 block of West Cermak Saturday night when both were struck by a 20-year-old man driving a gray Dodge Charger. The 14-year-old boy died at the scene. The 12-year-old girl is being treated for multiple injuries and remains in critical condition at Mount Sinai. The accident happened at 7:30 p.m., already dark here in Chicago. The crash was not alcohol-related. The driver was cited for failure to reduce speed and failure to yield to pedestrians. Bystanders said the two kids were crossing the street to go to a holiday party. Jan Coleman, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The second largest school district in Illinois is hiring private tutors and helping more people become teachers. The story from WBBM's Jim Goodis.
School District U46 in the northwest suburbs is hiring a Texas-based tutoring firm to help students who need extra instruction because of being quarantined for COVID-19. The Courier News also reports the district is considering sending 35 of its paraeducators to Northern Illinois University for the necessary courses to qualify as special education teachers by June of 2023. The two programs are expected to cost the district a total of nearly $1 million. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A northwest suburb is boosting the property tax levy. The Northwest Herald reports Crystal Lake is boosting the property tax levy by 5% to cover increases in the city's fire and police pension obligations. Jury selection starts tomorrow in the trial of actor Jesse Smollett. He's accused of lying to police when he said that two masked men attacked him in the Streeterville neighborhood in January of 2019. The Blackhawks take on the San Jose Sharks tonight at the United Center, and they also hope to score a victory over cancer. That story from WBBM's Terry Keschner.
The Blackhawks and the Chicago Blackhawks Foundation are hosting Hockey Fights Cancer Night. The evening kicks off with the Blackhawks' annual Purple Carpet event at 4 p.m. in the United Center atrium. The Purple Carpet will honor fans who are currently battling cancer, are in remission, or are walking in memory of a loved one who was lost to cancer. The first 10,000 fans to enter the atrium or arena will receive a special Hockey Fights Cancer t-shirt. Blackhawks have also partnered with Love Your Melon, an apparel brand dedicated to giving a hat to every child battling cancer and supporting the fight against pediatric cancer. Terry Keschner, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Lake County Sheriff's deputies are trying to track down suspects wanted in connection with a carjacking in North Suburban Green Oaks. Authorities say the two men attacked a 42-year-old after he parked his car before his work shift started around 6 o'clock yesterday morning on West Rockland Road. One suspect hit the man in the head with his gun. The suspects then drove off in the victim's Kia Forte. The victim was treated for injuries at the scene. For many small businesses across the Chicago area, yesterday, Small Business Saturday was a sign of survival and resilience. Small business groups say they bore the brunt of the economic disruption of the pandemic. Gene Wagendorf is the associate director of the Greater Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce. He tells CBS2 that shopping at small businesses helps them get back on their feet.
Aside from shopping small, feeling good, it really does help contribute to the character of our neighborhoods.
After a year off due to the pandemic, more businesses in the Ravenswood neighborhood had in-person events to mark Small Business Saturday. Gunshots rang out yesterday afternoon inside the Clark and Lake Blue Line stop. CBS2 reports officers were called to the scene around 12 o'clock. Multiple shell casings were found, but no one was hit. The construction of a hotel in the village of Huntley is going to take longer than expected.
The completion date for a major project in Huntley has been extended. The building developer of the New Hampton Inn along Route 47 in Huntley says it will be another 6 months because of labor and supply chain problems, saying many companies are hampered by the COVID pandemic and related labor shortages and supply chain issues. The Daily Herald says the four-story, 100-room hotel was approved by the board in July of 2020. The Village of Huntley's mayor says the hotel's construction comes with some financial incentives for the business as well, including a $3 per night tax reimbursement over the next 5 years. Judson Richards, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio, 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.